So thank you very much for coming here today.
谢谢大家今天到这来。
And participating in our Kirtan Yoga.
来参加我们的这个 Kirtan Yoga.
Before we chant, we'd like to speak a little bit about what is Kirtan Yoga.
那在我们一起来吟唱之前, 我们要稍微的介绍一下什么是 Kirtan Yoga.
Have any of you chanted Hare Krishna before?
你们在座的各位有谁 在这之前吟唱过 Hare Krishna Mantra?
Okay. There are, so you're familiar.
所以大家有很多人已经很熟悉了。
Whatever I may say, you might already know.
所以呢,接下来我无论说什么,也许你们已经知道。But
it'll always be helpful to hear about it again.
但是呢,再听一次都还是很好。
There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita.
在国家梵歌里头有一节诗。
Which states that one who is not connected to the Supreme
说一个人如果他不跟至尊者连接上的话,
can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a controlled mind.
那么不跟至尊者连接上的人, 他既没有超然的智慧, 也没有一个平静的心。
Without which there could be no peace.
那没有这些的话, 人是不可能有平静的。
And how can there be no peace? How can there be happiness with no peace?
如果没有平静, 哪里来的快乐?
This verse helps us a little bit to understand the importance of connecting with the Supreme.
那这一节诗呢, 就多多少少地帮助我们了解跟至尊者连接重要性。
Because yoga means to connect.
那瑜伽的意思就是连接。
It is necessary for us to connect to transcendental state of consciousness.
这个让我们自己呢, 就是跟超然的意识能够连接上是非常必要的。
Because in our present state, due to contact with this temporary physical world, because of our present state, due to our contact with this temporary physical world,
因为我们现在目前之所以处在这样的一个状态下, 就是因为跟这个短暂的这个世界接触。
We are disconnected.
实际上呢是跟那个真正的源头没有连接上。
Connection means consciousness.
那这个真正的连接呢意思是那个意识。
To the degree that we're connected to the temporary physical body and mind.
使我们这个意识是跟短暂的身体和心做连接呢。
Our consciousness this will also be temporary.
如果我们是这个样子的话,我们的意识状态也是那种短暂的。
To the degree that our consciousness is connected to the Supreme.
或者是到了一种程度,就是我们能够跟至尊者连接上。
Then our consciousness will be eternal.
那我们的意识就会是永恒的。
And to that degree, we will not be affected by the constant changes of this temporary world.
到了那种程度的时候,我们的意识就再也不受变幻莫测的事物的打扰。
That is one of the symptoms of the physical world.
这个是呢, 就是说变幻莫测是这个所谓的物理世界的一个表征。
It is that it's constantly changing.
也就是一直不断地在变化。But
transcendental consciousness is beyond this world. Transcendental means beyond the temporary world.
但是超然的意识, 超然的意思本身就是超越这个世界,在这个世界之外。
And the goal of yoga is meant to connect us to that transcendental state.
那么瑜伽的真正的目的就是要让我们能够超越这样一个世界,跟这个超越这个世界的那个生物能够连接上。Without
that connection, we remain incomplete.
没有这样的一种真正的连接,我们始终是处在不完整的状态下。
If we were complete, then we could be self-satisfied.
如果我们是一种完整圆满的状态的话,我们自己就会感到内心是满足的。
We wouldn't need anything else to be happy.
我们就不再需要外面去求什么东西来变得快乐。That
it means, that's what it means to be complete, self-fulfilled.
所以这种自我满足的这种状态,就是指的就是你是一种感到圆满完整的状态。
But we find that in this world, we need so many things.
但是呢,我们发现我们在这个世界里头,我们需要很多很多的外在的事情。
Our connections with this world.
需要这个，然后跟这个世界有一个连接。
In order to maintain the body.
啊，这样的话，好像我们才能够维持我们这个身体。
But we also need our connections with transcendence in order to maintain the self.
但是呢，实际上，我们为了能够维系那个真正的自我，我们也应该能够跟超然的存在能够连接上。
Just like if we have a very nice golden bird cage.
就像我们有一个特别棒的一个精致的鸟笼。
And every morning we wake up, we polish the cage.
啊，每天早上我们起来，我们就使劲的擦拭这个鸟笼，把它擦得很亮。
So after many days of polishing, the cage will seem brighter and brighter.
啊，那然后呢？好几天不断的擦这个鸟笼，这个鸟笼变得越来越亮，越来越亮。
But if we neglect to feed the bird.
但是如果我们忽视了去喂那个鸟笼里面的那只鸟的话，
What is the value of the bright cage?
那这样的一个闪闪发亮的鸟笼到底有什么价值呢？
In the same way, if we connect we're always engaged in connecting ourselves to this temporary world.
啊，同样道理，如果我们总是忙忙碌碌的，让自己跟这个短暂的异变的世界去做连接的话，
but fail to re-establish our connection with the Supreme,
却没有跟至尊者进行真正的连接，
we will continue to feel incomplete.
那么我们就会一直不断的感到内心的不足、不满足、不完整。
Our connection with the Supreme is that what makes us feel complete, whole.
我们这个跟至尊者的那个连接，就会让我们真正的感到一种圆满、完整的这样一种状态。
Self-fulfilled.
啊，自我满意、满足的状态。
And in the verse that we just quoted in the beginning of our talk.
啊，刚才呢，我们从这个《薄伽梵歌》里面引述的那节诗。
It is stated that one who is not connected with the Supreme.Could not have transcendental intelligence.
啊，在这些诗里就说，如果不跟至尊者连接的话，就没有那种超然的智慧。
Nor a controlled mind.
也不可能控制自己的心。
Without which there can be no peace.
那没有控制自己的心，也没有超然的智慧的话，人是不可能有平静的。
So yoga also means to control the mind.
所以瑜伽呢，实际上意思也是控制自己的内心。
But one who controls the mind is his best friend.
啊，这个控制住自己的内心的人，那个内心就是我们最好的朋友。
And for one who fails to control the mind, it can be his worst enemy.
如果我们控制不了自己的心，心就是我们最大的敌人。
For one who conquers the mind, super soul is weak.
如果我们能够征服我们的内心的话，我们就能够抵达超灵。
And thus he attains tranquility or peace.
这样的话，他就能够完全感到内心的平静平衡。
And in that state of consciousness, it does not make any difference whether one experiences happiness or pain.
在这样的一种意识状态下的话，对一个人来说，所谓的痛苦快乐没有什么区别。
Heat or cold.
啊，这种热冷。
Good or bad.
好坏。
One transcends the dualities of this.
这些相对性，我们跟超灵连接的人就能够完全超越这些相对性。
So everybody wants peace.
每一个人都想要得到平静。
But in our current society, it's not so easy to obtain.
但是在我们现在的社会里头，要得到这种平静不是那么容易的事。
You can't purchase it with all the money you have.
你可以把你所有的钱都花出去，你也买不到。
You may have so much money, but still, there's no guarantee that you'll find peace.
你也许可能赚了那么多、那么多的钱，但是也不能够保证你能够真正得到平静。
In fact, people who are very wealthy, they're very disturbed.
啊，事实上，现在就是特别特别有钱的人，实际上内心是特别的乱。
Many times they don't know who their friends are.
因为很多的时候，他们甚至连自己的朋友到底是谁都不知道。
They think, oh, I have so much wealth, but who actually cares about me?
啊，他就想说，哦，我现在有这么多的财产了，但是有谁真正的在乎我呢？我这个人
mind is always disturbed.
啊，他们的内心总是受打扰。
Oh, I have so much wealth. What do I do with it?
啊，我有这么多的钱，我到时候拿这些钱做什么呢？
How do I spend it?
我怎么花它呢？
How do I invest it?
我怎么样的去投资呢？
How do I protect it?
我怎么能保护这些财产？
So many disturbances come.
所以说呢，内心是非常乱的一个状态，
so,
打扰。
Peace cannot be purchased by wealth.
因此呢，这个钱富有并不能够使人得到平静。
But yet peace is something that everybody is very eager to obtain.
但是呢，每一个人都那么渴望能够得到平静。
But it's very difficult to be peaceful as long as one is constantly attacked by the temporary miseries of this world.
但是呢，只要人们还是不断地受到这个短暂的物质世界里的所有痛苦的打扰的话，人很难有平静。
These miseries are described in Sanskrit as adi atmaka klesha.
那么在这个梵文里头，就把这个这样的痛苦，刚才他讲的是，
Which adi atmaka klesha, which is miseries caused by the body and mind.
也就是身和心所造成的痛苦。
Adi bhojaka klesha, which is miseries caused by other living beings.
第二种痛苦是由其他的生物体。
And adi daivaka klesha, which is miseries caused by natural disturbances.
还有大自然造成的痛苦。
We all know, anybody who's seen the news knows that there are a lot of people subjected to that miseries today.
就是所有大家看新闻的人都知道，现在有很多的人就是受到这种大自然灾害的这种。
It can come at any time.
而且这样的一种自然灾害，任何时候就不期而至。
We cannot control these things.
我们控制不了这些东西。
We cannot even control miseries caused, as we said, by natural disturbances.
我们甚至控制不了，就是说大自然造成的这种。
Neither can we control miseries caused by other living beings.
我们也控制不了其他的生物体给我们造成的伤害。
Neither can we control miseries caused by the body.
我们也控制不了我们的身体给我们带来的这种。
But if we control the mind.
但是如果我们能够控制我们的内心。
We can transcend the dualities of this world.
我们就可以超越这个世界的相对性。
And see everything connected to the supreme.
然后看到所有的一切都跟至高无上的至尊者是连在一起的。
This is transcendental consciousness.
这个叫做超然的意识。
It is this consciousness which is attained by Kirtan Yoga.
而这样的一种超然的意识可以由这个 Kirtan Yoga 来达到。
Or by mantra meditation.
或者说是 mantra 冥想。
Just like there are different stages of yoga, and one stage is dhyana or meditation.
就像这个，我们知道这个八步瑜伽有不同的步骤，其中一个步骤叫 dhyana， 就是冥想瑜伽。
Yoga is for the body, but it's also for the mind.
这个瑜伽不仅仅是为了身体，还有也为了内心的平衡。
So when one chants Hare Krishna,
所以当人如果吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra。
And meditates on this transcendental sound vibration.
而且呢，冥想这个超然的声音震荡的话
，the mantra being potent in itself.
那个 mantra.
The mantra being potent in itself.
那个 mantra 本身就是说是就具有的那个力量。
It acts from within the heart.
它就直接那个力量在我们的内心就起作用。
It is a transcendental sound vibration.
它是一种超然的声音震荡。
What is a transcendental sound vibration?
那么超然的声音震荡是什么呢？
We can help describe it by giving a simple analogy.
我们可以用这个很简单的分析来给大家说明一下。
Just like right now, I'm very thirsty.
就像现在我特别的口渴。
Fortunately, there's some water here.
那当然很幸运的时候，这儿旁边有那个水。
So after I finish speaking, I'll drink it.
那我说完了话以后，你就要喝这个水了。
But if I were to chant water, 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 water.
但是如果我一直不断的吟诵或者吟唱这个水水水水水
，I would not be able to quench my thirst.
我光这么样的喊出水来，并不能够让自己感到不口渴的。
That is because the substance water.And the name water are different.
这是为什么呢？是因为水这个名称跟水的这个实体是分开的两个东西。
It is a mundane sound vibration.
这个呢是世俗的尘世的声音震荡。
But when I chant Krishna,
但是呢，当我吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的名字
，because Krishna is a transcendental sound vibration.
因为那个 Krishna 这个实际上是超然的声音震荡。
Which It's not a vibration which originates in this world.
它不是这个世界里面有的产生的声音震荡。
It is a vibration which descends from that which is beyond this world.
它实际上是从超越这个短暂的世界之外的世界降临下来的声音。
And that vibration is imported into this world by self-realized sages.
好，那这个声音是怎么来的呢？是由那些个已经觉悟了自我的圣人们把它引进来的。
It is not a creation of this world.
这个不是这个世界的创造物。
But it is brought down, imported into this world, and when it's heard, and it enters into the ear.It acts within the heart.
而是呢被引进来从超就是超越这个世界之上的世界引进来引下来的一个声音震荡在这儿这个发出这个震荡透过我们的耳朵进入我们的内心就会使内心感到平静和满足
So although I cannot be successful if I chant water, water, water to quench my thirst.
所以尽管呢我通过喊出这个水水水水水并不能够让我真正感到不口渴
By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I can actually experience the presence of Krishna within my heart.
但是呢通过发出这个 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare 这个 mantra 我们就能够真正的感受到这个 Krishna 在我们的内心展现
And what is the symptom?
而那个展现了的那个表现是什么呢
Symptom is that one can begin to identify less with the temporary world
表现就是说我们跟这个短暂的世界越来越少的去执着
and begin to identify with the eternal self.
而是开始跟真正的永恒的自我开始认同了
and what is a further symptom?
那更进一步的表现是什么呢
the further symptom is that one can be steady in mind even in the face of adversity.
啊，更进一步的表现就是说哪怕是遇到什么天灾了人祸等等所有这一切我们的内心是平静的
With a controlled mind, one can begin to experience what is real peace.
啊，当我们能够真正的控制自己的内心的时候，我们就能够体验到内心的平静是什么感觉了。
And it doesn't cost anything.
而这个呢，一分钱也不用花。
There's no price.
啊，没有什么价格什么。
The only price one has to pay is the desire to chant.
唯一大家要付出的代价就是要去发出这个声音震荡。
That is the only price necessary.
这个是唯一我们需要付出的代价。
And anyone who chants sincerely, this transcendental sound vibration.
啊，如果有谁能够非常认真的发出这个超然的声音震荡的话
is practicing mantra yoga.
他就在练 mantra yoga.
Or mantra meditation.
或者叫做 mantra 冥想
Which can be done alone.Which is called Japa Yoga.
啊，那你如果是自己这么做的话，这个就这个学术的名词就叫做 Japa Yoga.
Or it can be done together, which is called Kirtan.
那如果像我们这样大家一起做的话，就叫做那个术语就叫做 Kirtan Yoga.
And when it's done together, it is even more potent.
那如果大家都那么一起做的话，那个力量是非常大的。
So that is what we'll do today.
这个就是我们今天要来做的。
We will chant Hare Krishna.
我们一起来发出这个 Hare Krishna.
And we invite you to experience this state of consciousness by chanting with us.
那我再邀请大家一起来体验一下，通过吟诵吟唱这个 mantra 所能够有的那个意识状态是什么。
So now we'll ask Janava to invoke auspiciousness and to explain a little bit how we chant.